Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Let's look at the prodigal son story, the two brothers, one who thought, you know, I'm taking it all now. I don't trust that you're good. I want it all now to use it the way I want it. I'm going to take all of my inheritance and squander it. And then you've got the brother who maybe doesn't believe that it really is for him. But pull that into a modern day context. How do both of these brothers' postures speak to a misunderstanding of God's love and faithfulness?
Yeah, it really is, the parable of the two lost sons.
Yeah.
It's easy to think about the one, you know, the really, really bad one that gets out there and gets drunk and hooks up with the prostitutes and wastes the inheritance and all that comes out in that story. It's easy to go, well, yeah, of course he's lost. But you got to remember there's the big brother too, and the parable proves that you can stay home and still be lost. That is, the older son thinks he's entitled to a party and entitled to all this rejoicing and being celebrated over just because he keeps the rules. And so really, sin is so tricky. It is so deceitful in the sense that we can, you can either be religious or rebellious, and both can be far from the heart of God. That's what that parable is really showing us. And the real prodigal, the real scandal in the story, if anything, is not just the sons, it's the father. The one who's out of line, the one who's over the top, that we can't even believe it, is the father. It's easy to get my mind around a self-righteous older brother. It's easy for me to get my mind around a crazy younger brother out squandering his inheritance. Those things don't make us go, wow, I've never even heard of anything like that. Like, of course you have. The scandal in the story is the father running to the younger brother, throwing his arms around him, can't stop kissing him, hugging, kissing, striking up the band, kills the fatted calf. And then the father then turns around and goes to the older brother and tries to get him to come in and party too. And so the one who just, you keep looking at him marveling and going, you, I can't get my mind around you, is the father. And the father is saturated in pleading and giving grace to both of them.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.